This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're going to start things out here with a special guest. If you've been listening for a little while, you've heard him before. His name's Steve, and he hosts his own podcast called The School of Dating. SchoolofDating.com is his website. Steve, are you with us?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Steve, good to have you back here on Free Talk Live. When we first had you on, I thought that it was an interesting conversation and one that we don't tend to get into very often on this show, even though it's an open phone show. We don't get people calling in with personal issues as much as maybe we might like to.
It's probably because we're really bad at talking about it.
That may very well be it. And I can't really recall what the last one was that we had that we could maybe ask Steve what he thinks about it. But you take care of schoolofdating.com. Give our listeners a summary of what goes on over there.
Well, basically, it is a site for men 18 years and older who have not really been trained to really be a man. For guys who, may have mom or may have dad living at the house or may not have dad there. You know, dad is the one sleeping on the couch or dad is the one who always gets in trouble. So dad really can't really teach these young men what it means to be a man and how to handle yourself, not only as individual, as in taking care of your schooling and things like that, but also with relationships. We don't believe in bad relationships. There's no such thing as arguing and bickering and fighting, and that's something that men have forgotten about. I mean, this is, like I've said before, this goes back. So what we do at School of Dating is we teach guys. It's like a school. We teach guys how to be men, how to be great lovers, how to be great dates, and how to be great husbands and fathers and boyfriends.
All right, so what are you charging for this podcast, Steve?
It's absolutely free. That's the thing about it. It's absolutely free.
Now, do you have success stories? I mean, are there people who've come back to you and said, yeah, Steve, I tried your techniques, it worked. I mean, do you have those?
Oh, yeah, we have those all the time. Matter of fact, if y'all will allow me, I'll give you a quick technique for all guys out there who have trouble picking up women. A quick one.
Okay.
All right. Well, think about this for a second. What happens when you want, okay, we always talk about power real quick. And think about power. You either maintain it, give it away, or you take it away from somebody. That's the main thing about power. And I always tell guys, when you meet a woman for the first time, never ask for her phone number. Never, ever do it. Does that sound crazy, guys?
It does. It seems like, how are you going to contact this person if you don't have their telephone number?
All right. I'm glad you said that, because that's what everybody says when we talk about this. See, what happens is there's a lot of females that I deal with, because I'm the jerk, I'm the a-hole. They get mad at me, so they try to make me jealous by giving their phone numbers out to guys we call beta males or prey. And those guys are always calling women several times. We're calling her, calling her, calling her, calling her. Sometimes she answers. Sometimes she gives them the wrong number. You know, it's a lot of things out there that they do. They even have a thing called the rejection hotline that women give these numbers out to guys who are afraid to say no. So what I tell guys, we want to make things easy for the guys. It's this simple, guys. If a woman likes you, what is she going to do if you give her your number?
She's going to call you, I guess?
Exactly. It's that easy. And think about these numbers. I'm about to break the numbers down to you. I tell my guys to talk to 5 women a day. Get your business cards, talk to 5 women a day, and hand them those business cards out. If you talk to 5 a day, that is 35 a week, 140 a month. And if you get just 10 of those women calling you back, that's 120 a year. The numbers speak for itself. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. That's an interesting approach. So that way you're not – By not asking for a number, you aren't essentially showing that you're desperate.
I just got a little confused here, though. So if I print out business cards and I give them the business card and they call, a tenth of them or whatever calls me back, then aren't I giving them my number?
See, the thing is, you give them your number. You give them your number. You don't take their number.
Okay.
The difference is asking for their number versus giving them your number.
I got it.
Right. And if the woman says, you know what, I don't want your number, here's my number, what I tell the guys to do is take her number, text her your number and say, call me, and throw her number away and wait for her to call you. Never run behind a woman because you have to act like you've been there before. Think about guys who have value. See, think about this. If you had five women already in your harem and you met a woman, would you really care if she didn't take your number? Would you care if she didn't want to have anything to do with you?
I might call her once, but I don't think I'd spend a heck of a lot of time.
Yeah, but what happens if you call and you get her answer machine?
You know, I've left messages and had luck before, but I understand what you're saying. I understand the technique. I'm just you asked me what I would do, and I might call.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I wouldn't recommend calling because again, I want guys to realize that they have value. See, guys have forgotten that they have value. You have just as much value as that woman over there, and for some reason, through the times of Zales and all these jewelry places and show love and, you know, all these things that are catered to women, guys forgot that, you know what? We were men at one time, and we did things different.
So don't you think that as far as doing things differently, I knew where I was going with that, but I say
well,
so.
One of the claims on the website is that you can teach guys how it is that women think, and I would love to know this information.
Okay, what would you like to know? Okay, so the thing about women. Okay, let me explain the thing about the thing about women is we have what we call a sex scale. A scale. Most women are, if they show a little bit of interest in you, if they're saying to themselves, you know what, I could see myself with this guy on a different, you know, in the bedroom, maybe. It's a maybe. But usually what women like to do is they like to sit back and allow us guys to talk ourselves out of the bedroom instead of in the bedroom. See, women are very easy to figure out. It's just that what they need, and the password is always man. And to prove that, and I did this myself, I went out there on the street, and we have this on our site. We call it the E-Zone. I went out there, and I spoke to a lot of women, and I asked them, what do you want from a guy? And they said, I just want to be a man. I just want someone who's going to take charge and be a leader. That's what I want. It's the same thing I've been preaching, but I said, you know what? Let the women say it. And what do they say about the nice guys? I'll take his dinner. I'll take his presents. I'll take everything he has to offer, but he's not getting me.
Wow. Now, I wonder if our lady listeners have anything they want to add or comment on this. The number is 800-259-9231.
Well, let's define terms here. What is the nice guy? Because I think a lot of people would like to consider themselves to be a nice guy.
Okay.
But
You know what? Okay, let me tell you what the nice guy is. See, a nice guy, we're all nice guys. The guys on our site are nice guys. It's just that we stand by laws, rules, and codes. That's what makes us the jerk and the a-hole because women test men all the time to see how far they can go. And a lot of women will sit around and say, the sky is blue or the sky is green, and the guy is so caught up in the woman, he'll surpass everything he believes in just to please her. See, the thing is, I'm nice to you. I'll open the door for you. Hey, I'll even say hi. But if I open a door for you, at least have enough decency to say thank you. You know, it's not a privilege for me to open a door for you. Something I want to do because I'm a nice person. I'll say hello to you. I'll speak to you. The guys on our site are nice guys. But the difference is when something happens where a woman tests us, like, for instance, if she's yelling at us or being mean to us, most nice guys would then buckle down and apologize for probably whatever happened. I'm sorry for being a man. But what I'm saying is that if I got in an argument, I treat people the way I want to be treated. I'm going to treat you nice. There's no reason that you need to yell at me. There's no reason you need to scream at me. You can talk to me like a regular human being, and we can have a regular conversation. See, it's called low tolerance.
Steve, do you have time to stick around for another segment?
Oh, yeah, Absolutely.
Okay, great. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back more with Steve from schoolofdating.com. He's with us here. You've got a question about relationships. This is a guy who's got an interesting perspective. 800-259-9231. We'll get you on with Steve. That's 1-800-259-9231.
They've been doing this for more than a decade now. I mean,
yeah, I just want to ask Steve about Porkfest. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up. It's going to be an interesting spectacle because it's going to be a whole lot of men and not as many women. So we'll talk about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got our lady listeners who've sent in their validated photos and videos to show they are indeed listeners of this show. You can see that and become a Shriner at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're like I used to be, just dragging through the day, feeling all tired and run down, let me tell you about two capsules a day of New Zealand's Nature Bee has done for me. I had a digestive issue that I had for years, several years, and within, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks of starting Nature Bee, it was pretty much cleared up. I feel normal again. Now, here's Mike Buck to tell you how to get the 2010 health fix right now.
Friday, guys, you know, you are 100% right. It is the health fix. Improving your lifestyle on Free Talk Live or anywhere else in the country begins with good nutrition. It really is the key. Problem is, we're going so fast these days, we're not eating right. We neglect our body's needs, and that's why supplementing your daily diet with Nature Bee from New Zealand makes perfect sense.
Well, we already know that so many people already feel better from taking Nature Bee, but maybe there are people who have questions about what's in it and what's so special about it.
You know what? If you're going to put yourself something in your body, you better know what's in it. Here's what's in it. Pure plant pollen, 100% natural. It's all organic. It's vegetable food collected high in the southern Alps of clean green New Zealand by the world-famous undiseased honeybees. Got all your vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Amazing. You get more energy, improved concentration, big old boost to the immune system, help you ward off those springtime bugs. How about feeling great every day instead of wondering if you ought to drop by the clinic on the way to work?
Well, it certainly makes good sense, and we know that Nature Bee, what it does for you and what it does for me. Well, so what's the bottom line? How do folks join the Nature Bee Health Parade?
Yeah, let's get everybody involved. It is risk-free, so you have the money-back guarantee if you're not 100% satisfied. 6 month supply of the bee, $99 plus delivery, $99.95 plus delivery. Don't forget that silly little 95 for Uncle Sam, and 3 more months are for free. So that's the deal, and it comes right to your house. All you got to do is make the toll-free call, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355 or online. You got it. Nature Bee. That's naturebee.com.
Just like me, feel alive again with Nature Bee. Call toll free at 866-834-8355. Come on, write it down now. 866-834-8355 or go to naturebee.com.
All right, we go back to our special guest. We're starting things out. By the way, Luther is joining us in the studio.
Good morning. Howdy, y'all.
He's here with us for the remainder of the show, and Steve is with us also on the phone lines from schoolofdating.com. We're talking with Steve just about men and women, and Steve, you're talking about how at School of Dating you teach men how to be men. And where did we leave off on a specific topic?
You were going to ask specifically about Pork Fest.
I know that. I didn't know if we left off on anything else.
I don't think there's anything else to clear up besides that. Steve, you got something to add?
I wanted to say one thing, and I'm sure a lot of women who are listening are probably saying, well, what gives him the credentials to be able to teach guys how to pick up women? Well, the thing is that I used to be an ex-gigolo. I used to do all those dirty, nasty things to women for a long time. My first relationship, again, was with a 24-year-old stripper that was bisexual when I was at the age of 14. So she showed me, taught me what I need to know. So with that, and then I stopped and I found the one perfect woman, and I've been married for 10 years, never cheat on her. Wow. We've had 5 arguments in 10 years, and they've been all my fault because all my woman asks for me is to sleep in the bed at night. And my problem is I stay up till 3, 4 in the morning working, so sometimes I doze off. But other than that, we don't fight, and she's her own independent woman. I don't have a thumb over her, but that's what I'm saying.
So you're not a womanizer. You're not out there picking up women and throwing them away. You actually have a long-term relationship with one.
Yeah, I'm married. Yes, I've been for 10 years. Yes, right. 10 years. Wow. Yes, sir.
Congratulations on that. Let's talk about Pork Fest. We've got an audience here, Steve, that, well, certainly there are ladies out in our audience, and I'd love to have them call in and tell us what they think on this issue of relationships and dating, et cetera, at 800-259-9231. But honestly, most of the people in, I think, our audience are probably male.
Most people listening to talk radio are male.
Right. And there's an event coming up here in New Hampshire called the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where liberty-minded people from around the country are going to get together all in the same place. It's going to be at a campground, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of partying and socializing and different events that go on.
And it's going to be 10-1 No. male to female. You don't think so?
It's not going to be 10-1, but it's a fairly high ratio.
Seven to one?
At least 4-1.
Oh, come on.
At least. The ratio gets better year after year, Mark.
Single male to single female, though?
Well, singles.
A lot of guys are going to bring their girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't know about how many single women there will be, but as far as the ratio of men to women in general, it's definitely far more men than women, and the ratio has been improving over time. Last year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, there were more women at than there were the year before that. Would you agree with that, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Even the Liberty Forum as well.
Yeah, lots of more women are showing up, but still it's at least 4-1, and as far as single men to single women, I don't know. Maybe you're right, Mark. Maybe it is 8-1, 7-1. I'm not sure. But you've got a situation like that, Steve, where people are they're socializing. They're in the same place for an entire weekend. What does a man do in that situation to stand out?
Well, it's not trying to stand out. It's just, first off, you have to be sure of yourself. I always say, if something is 100 on your list, and that's how basic, it's opportunity. And people think opportunity knocks. And I tell them, no, opportunity doesn't knock. You knock. And if you want something bad enough, you're going to beat the door down. You're going to blow it up. You'll get a keysmith, a locksmith. Whatever, that's what we call passion. That's saying that, you know what, I'm going to go over here and try to talk to this woman. And the worst thing she can say, guys, get your crayons out, because when I say crayons, that means write this down. The worst three things she can say is no, get out of my face, or I have somebody. That's it. And if you have that, just that alone, all you have to do is say, you know what, I want to talk to her, because if you don't, you don't let it go, you don't let it pass by, and then you know how it is, guys. We've all done this one time in my life. We didn't talk to that girl. And then we say to ourselves, man, I should have. Well, then it wasn't 100 on your list. So if you want to separate yourself from everybody else, talk to every woman you want to sleep with. I'm sorry to say that, but if you can imagine, I can see myself with this woman, talk to her. The worst thing she can say is no, get out of my face, or I have a boyfriend.
Now, the thing is, she may be surrounded by other men at that very same time who are also engaging in a similar behavior. So, I mean, are there any things you might suggest? I mean, because there are a lot of men that are looking to meet up or hook up with the available women. And so, I mean, you may literally be encountering a situation where there are already three men talking to her at that very moment. Take some time, wait for her to be alone, approach them, and what would you do in that situation?
Well, those are groupies. Those are groupies. It's okay. You see, think about it. You're either a hunter or you're prey. So why hang around a woman and hope? You know, I call those the 2012s. Those are the guys that hope when the star, the moon, and the sun line up that she's going to see that, oh, he's the greatest person in the world, and, oh, he can have – no, it doesn't work that way in the real world. The real world is, look, just because they're around her doesn't mean that she wants to be with them. And if she wants to be with them, she will give you signals of, you know, maybe rubbing his hand or rubbing his back or holding his hand, some type of signal to show you that she's interested in one of those guys. So if you see someone that you like that's around guys, go up to her, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself to the guys first, because you have to be respectful of the guys. Then introduce yourself to her. Have your business card there. How you doing? My name is.
Want to come back with more if you've got time. Steve, do you have time?
Okay,
all right, hang on. More with Steve from the School of Dating. Your calls are welcome for him at 800-259-9231.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site. They're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, features including stuff like our listening options. We've got live streams, our webcam, listen lines. Listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen around the clock, as well as our streams. Those are also available around the clock 7 days a week. So go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in. That's listen. freetalklive.com. We go back to Steve, a special guest with us from schoolofdating.com. Steve, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark, and we're talking about various different things related to relationships between men and women. Mark, did you have anything else?
And how to be successful in dating. Now, I had, Steve, I had a personal experience that sort of worked for me in life. Was I worked as an advertising executive for most of my adult career, and that meant wearing a pair of press pants, a press shirt, and a tie pretty much every day. And just that made it extraordinarily easy for me to date. Women would approach me just because I looked, I guess, successful to them. You know, at that age bracket, having a tie on to them meant success. So what do you think about clothes and appropriate circumstances, things like that?
Well, when it comes to clothes, I think you should wear what you feel comfortable in, because there's a lot of guys that will, what I call a mask. They'll wear something and it's totally not them. You know, if you have a guy that's into art and poetry and stuff, and he just wears jeans and a shirt and you put him in a suit, you know, you ever see how he's real uncomfortable because he's kind of uncomfortable in his clothes?
You have to be comfortable in your clothes. It doesn't matter what you have on, but like you say, you're good. It's good having a suit. It's
right.
Professional.
It's not what you wear. It's how you wear it. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
I got a question for you, actually. I got this friend, and he's really nervous, really shy guy. Cannot...
Oh, come on. You can talk about it yourself.
Oh.
Go ahead.
That ain't me. he just can't go up and carry... Well, he can start a conversation with women. It just never goes anywhere. He doesn't seem to really understand, that women kind of think differently. He expects there to be, like, a certain steps, like things you can say that will get the woman interested in you, And I try to tell him that you just have to be more spontaneous. You have to be more entertaining. Is there any kind of advice I can give him to kind of make it easier for him?
Oh, absolutely. Let me ask you guys. We all do this, and if y'all say no, you're lying. Have you ever seen someone on the street that you know he's like a loser or like a nerdy type guy? You say, oh my God, look at that nerd over there. Sure. I mean, you don't even know the guy, but you see him. Well,
yeah.
We've all done that, right?
Yeah.
Well.
I work with one.
But that's what women do with us. They can spot nerdy, insecure from a mile away. They can sniff that out. That's the difference between... I'm sorry.
But you've got a guy who, at the very least, I mean, Luther, from your description, he's gotten over the issue of approaching the women. He has the ability to make the approach.
But what he's saying is they pick up on body signals from them, and they definitely pick it up on him. You can tell he's nervous when he goes up to talk to them. Like, I watch him from afar, usually, and I can tell that they are just so uninterested in him. And I feel
bad. How long is he talking to him for?
What's that?
How long is he talking to him for?
A minute.
Okay, what is he saying?
I don't know. I never really asked him.
Well, you're not standing there, so you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't follow him over there and stand over his shoulder.
But I mean, what would you say as far as getting his
bar?
Steve? What would you say as far as getting his nervousness to dissipate? Is it just something where he should continue doing it to get used to it, or is there something specific that you can?
It's first off, it's all about practice. But are y'all doing this in a club or a bar?
Well, he'll do it pretty much anywhere. But
okay.
Where are the best places?
well, I'm telling guys right now, stay out of the clubs and bars because that's the hunting ground for alpha males. That's where the big boys play, and it's like 10% of the guys are there to get the women. The 90% are paying for the drink. So if you don't have game, stay out of the club. I would say you can go anywhere, but I always tell guys you have to be a jack of all trades. I think women are like music. You know, you have your classical, your country, your hip hop, your rap, your R&B. So you can't say the same things to every kind of woman because you have to figure out what kind of woman you're dealing with. So these guys are playing checkers. I try to teach them how to play chess and think five moves ahead of the opponent, so to speak. Does that make any sense?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, how long do you think somebody can listen to School of Dating at schoolofdating.com? How long do you think they'd listen to it, and how quickly can they start using the techniques?
They can, like I said earlier today, they can start using the techniques now. I mean, they can start talking to women. See, the thing is, we as men forgot how to talk to women. We're so busy on the computer and texting and all this other stuff. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here. Let's just take the computers out. Just walk up to them and start speaking to them first. I mean, think about this, guys, real quick. If I give you a trigonometry problem, you wouldn't be able to solve it if you don't know how to count from 1 to 10. What I'm trying to give these guys are the basics. Say hi. Introduce yourself. Think about James Bond. What does he do? My name is Bond, James Bond. You know, that's the first thing that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah,
but that's what guys don't do.
Yeah, well, I think part of the problem is that after they say hi, you know, my name is James Bond, they just don't know where to go from there.
Oh, so easy. Think about this, guys. Women are going from point A to B. Okay, that's just how they are. They're always going somewhere. So what you need to do is say, you know, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude. I know you're busy. I don't want to hold you up. Which is being respectful of the woman and say, well, you know, my name is such and such, and you shake her hand. That's making contact, okay? You have to shake the woman's hand. That's being polite, and that you make a little physical contact there. I always say if you don't shake her hand, you have that invisible friend zone in front of you, an invisible guy in between you. So you just say, look, I know you're busy. Why don't you give me a call sometime? I would love to talk to you. I would love to take you out. Call me. That's it. Just call me. Nice meeting you, and let her go, and move on to the next one.
Now,
that's great. That's a good approach because it doesn't take up her time. It doesn't monopolize anything at all. And it basically presents you in front of her to say, okay, to give her the opportunity to size you up, and then she makes her decision later.
And your advice is to do that five times a day, every day, and then you're going to be successful, right?
Oh, yeah. And here's the crazy thing, and this is why I warn guys. If you do this and you start to pick it up, they're going to have to do 10 times a day and 15. And I try to tell these guys, and I warn them, if you listen and do the things that we teach you, you're going to have to slow down because you're going to have a lot of women knocking at your door, a lot of women following you at work. So guys get caught up in this whole mystery of, I mean, this it's like a drug. And I don't mean like a bad drug, but it's a little bit more than just meeting her. It's courting her. It's what we call giving her a unicorn. If you want to know about the unicorn, I can tell you about the unicorn.
Please do.
That's the end game. You want to know about the unicorn?
Of course, sure.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. If you were in the woods and you saw a unicorn, an elf, or a smurf, what would you do? You would have to tell somebody, right? You would tell somebody, right?
If
I saw one, I would have to tell someone because that's something that is so, like, unbelievable that you just can't keep it a secret. So what I always tell guys, again, in order to be the perfect man, you have to have knowledge of self, knowledge of women, knowledge of dating, and knowledge of sex. Because the way you are outside the bedroom is the same way she perceives you in the bedroom. So if you are that kind of guy that's a leader and all those other things outside the bedroom, and we have techniques on our site also that teach guys the vultures and hornets, not the birds and bees, but the vultures and hornets, because everybody's still stuck in Miss Crabtree's fifth grade class when it comes to sex, because no one's ever taught them that there's another level. And it's that level right there that hooks the woman because you're giving her the one thing that they usually can't get. And so that's the big O.
What is it? I mean, how's it done?
Well, what do you mean?
Remember, you're on national radio.
I know. I'm kidding. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. The thing is, you know how it feels when we have an O. We call it the big O. You know how it feels for us, right?
Yeah.
So, can you imagine giving that to a woman five times? She's going to tell all of her girlfriends. She's going to sell you to her girlfriend.
Well, she shouldn't, but she probably will.
I'll tell you what, Steve, do you want to stick around for one more segment?
Let's do it, baby.
All right, Steve's with us from Enthusiastic.
Take us into the break, baby.
All right, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, but if you got a question for Steve, you get on first. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can dial in toll-free, but if you've got a question for Steve from the School of Dating, now would be a good time to dial in. 800-259-9231. Your call will get preference. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase from Amazon. It's just them rewarding us for sending them the business. It's the same Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. You know them. They are incredibly reliable, free Super Saver shipping available on a whole lot of their brand new items. You can even buy used items in dozens of categories. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just start your shopping through that link. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Steve is with us from schoolofdating.com. It's a podcast, and it's available free, where you can learn all kinds of interesting things about the opposite sex and relationships. And, Steve, how often do women take a part in your show?
Well, that's the thing. Women really are, they listen to the show, but we do live shows like you gentlemen do every Monday. So women listen, but they're too afraid to call in because we usually break them down. They usually get mad at us and they say, oh, you're misogynistic. What's wrong with taking me out to dinner? And then we break them down and explain that it's about compatibility and not feeding you, and then they feel bad and they'll hang up. That's
let's stop you right there, Steve. I mean, this is what you just said seems to go against kind of the common understanding of dating. What do you mean you don't take a woman out to dinner?
Okay, let me take a deep breath here. Okay. The thing is, and what we teach our guys is that relationships are based on compatibility. That is a rule. That's rule number one. Rule number two is see rule number one. So with that being said, you do not have to take a woman out to eat. That is the beta and prey type attitude. Why are you going to feed somebody and spend all this money on somebody you don't even know? Now, again, I'm not saying don't take her for a cup of coffee. Take her to or you'll walk around. Don't spend any more than $20 on any kind of date unless you're sure that she's worth your time.
And I don't think you're not coming up with a $20 number to be cheap or anything like that. It just gives everybody goals and, you know, makes it clear what it is that you're supposed to be doing, right?
Well, yeah, I want my guys to make sure that they don't waste their money. I mean, they work hard for their money. Why? Here's the thing. Why would you take a woman out to eat when she's going to take two bites of your food and bring it home to me? Why do that? Why do that?
That is cruel.
It's true.
So, Steve, well, suppose for a second there's a movie out that I want to see. And there really is. I'd like to go see this Iron Man 2. And suppose I'm single, because going on a date now would be a real problem. But what if, you know, I just happened, I want to go see this movie. Do you want to go to see this movie with me? Would that be a problem? What does that throw into the mix if I just to say to some chick, hey, let's go to a movie?
See, that's okay. Because, again, you're not putting anything behind it. Because if you're going because you want to go. You're not going to impress her. You're going because you want to go and you might want some company, which is fine, and it's still under the $20 range. So that's fine. It's okay.
So, not if you go to a regular movie. It's not much below a $20 range, especially if you buy sodas. Now, we were talking previously before we went into the break there about the culmination of dating. We were talking about sex and what guys can learn, and you don't really get taught this information. What is it the School of Dating sort of teaches guys?
Well, we teach them we teach them knowledge of self, why you're important, why you're the man, why everything should revolve around you, number one. We teach about women. We teach about the 16 types of women, how to talk to women, how to approach women. We talk about dating. We talk about what really dating is. And dating is usually, well, we won't discuss that. Well, that's something that you learn in School of Dating. And then it comes to sex, because if you're missing four of those components, you're like a $500,000 car with no gas or a $1 million house with no electricity. You have to come correct on all four fronts in order to be that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfectly good sense.
So, Mark, are you looking for something more explicit from Steve here?
I'm just trying to make it clear. You know, I mean, I don't know what the tips are that go on at School of Dating. Maybe I have no idea. I mean, you know, it may be something we can't discuss on the radio, and I appreciate it. I know Steve's a professional and knows where we can go, where we can't.
We're just saying unicorn. We're just saying the thing about the unicorn. That's what we're saying. The unicorn. And if you can give the woman a unicorn, it's the thing that she will sell to her girlfriends. It's the thing that makes her happy, because guys don't realize when a woman is really into you and you're doing everything correctly, she will hold your hand. She will look at you. She will go. If she was coming over your house and you drank beer, she would bring your favorite beer over. She would stay up late at night just looking at you going to sleep. These are things that happen on our side of the island, but on everybody else, they have to beg for it. They have to either give gifts for it. You know, they have to pull teeth to get it, and that's not being a man.
I've never been a fan of smothering women in money or gifts or anything like that. When do you think it is appropriate to give a gift?
Whenever you find it, whenever you feel it's appropriate. But you know what's so great about being the alpha male is that you can go outside your door. And we've seen a lot of – let me ask you guys this question. Have you ever been with a woman and you, like, open up a book of hers and you see, like, a dead flower that's really wilted inside the book? Have you ever seen that before?
Maybe not that specifically, but something along those lines, yeah.
Well, you know what that is and what that signifies? That signifies that alpha male going out of his time right outside of his house, picking up a dandelion and giving it to her. And she will value that dandelion more than she would you giving her jewelry and all that other stuff. Why is that? Think about what women do with all that jewelry that they collect. All they do is turn it in. They turn it in to the pawn shops. They give it away. They get tired of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the problem.
Can we shift gears here for a moment, Steve, before the end of the hour? You've focused a lot. We focused a lot on dating and meeting women and kind of the initial stages. Let's go and talk a little more about the deeper stuff. I mean, you said you've been married happily for 10 years.
Yeah.
Let's say you've gone ahead, you've had success, and there's a lovely lady that's in your life. How do you continue that on? What are some of your tips to continue a successful relationship so she doesn't lose interest, that sort of thing?
Oh, well, because the way I was 11 years ago, I'm the same way today, and I expect the same out of her. We're two responsible people. As long as, see, our relationship is based on respect. We don't believe in love. Love happens after you respect the person, because people fall in love, in and out of love so much. But when you demand respect from your partner demands it from you, that means I love you. I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated. And that's the beauty of it. You work together. You have pillow fights. I mean, she paints. I go to sleep sometimes, and she'll paint my toes pink and tell me to go to Walmart, and I'm walking around with pink fingernail. I mean, that's just her joking around, of course.
Sure.
I'm not a trained out yet, but I'm just saying we have fun. We enjoy each other. And that's the thing people don't understand. People think you have to argue in order to have a successful relationship, and that doesn't work. It's not it.
Any other thoughts for Steve?
You know why?
Go ahead.
I want to say real quick, what happens is, and ladies, don't get mad at me, but you know it's true. What happens is you want the fairy tale wedding. You want the expensive wedding, and you want to show off in front of all of your girlfriends. Then you have the fairy tale wedding, and then you come back to bills. And then that's when, not me because I'm retired, but guys like me can sniff you out because you know you're going to complain. You're not living the same lifestyle. And then guess what? I'm going to be the one to talk to you. Why don't we have some ice cream and let's talk about your relationship, and then you know what happens afterwards. it's a bad thing. I'm sorry, guys, but there are guys out there like that, you know? So
sure. I mean, that's a reality. And if they're going for that fairy tale wedding, then it's not going to – it's usually just a big waste of money. Because they're going to have the fairy tale divorce, too.
It's not a good woman for you. And she's not looking at the big picture. The big picture is saving the money up and maybe putting down on a house or a future or maybe the kids in college. See, that's the kind of woman you want. One that says, you know what, baby, it's not about you, not about me. It's about us and what we're doing in the future. And that's what I teach my guys over there. We are real stubborn. We'll put you through an application process. And that's what, unfortunately, it sounds like that, ladies, but you got to go through an application process to make us so we're sure.
Well,
and if we give you everything we have, you know.
Well, women will do it to men, you know. They'll be way more selective. And a lot of men just don't do that because they just want to have that number, you know. Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's a problem.
Steve, it's been great, man.
Always appreciate
having you on here tonight. People can go to schoolofdating.com to get more from Steve. Subscribe to his podcast. And what are some of the other features of your site, real quick, like 10 seconds? What else will we find there?
Other features of the site, we have a free live dating chat line. You get automatic. I'm paying for it myself. So you can go in there. We have over 200 women on there to pick up your talking skills. We have videos. We have the live show on Monday night. And emails. And we got newsletters, everything.
Good luck with it, Steve. I appreciate your time tonight. Schoolofdating.com. Check it out. And thanks for the time, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Yep, good night. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.